From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Thousands of citizens treated this Yuletide season. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
If you feel extremely tired or as if you're about to doze off, don't drive. For long trips, have a relief driver who can take over if you become tired or sleepy. If there's no relief driver, pull over in a well-lit and safe area, take a power nap, and restart your journey. A road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Since its inception, Food for the Poor FFP Jamaica has been improving the lives of the less fortunate all across the island, providing housing, meals, clothes, and other services. This Christmas, the organization went on overdrive, spreading cheer to thousands of Jamaicans of all ages. And one such group of beneficiaries is the Golden Age Home. Annually, FFP hosts a Christmas treat, catering to approximately 200 residents at the home. The beneficiaries of this event included the disabled and the indigent, as well as senior citizens. On December 18, approximately 1,000 children and their caregivers from 25 children's homes across the island gathered on the lawns of King's House for a massive treat sponsored by the Food for the Poor through its Angels of Hope program. Executive Director David Mayer says the treat lasted for well over 5 hours and the children had a blast.
We did my Santa's Village, and we did face painting, and we did gift packages and lunch for everybody.
The event also facilitated the reunion of some children who were separated and sent to different children's homes.
Lots of the children get split up when they're going into the homes. They're from an area, they can't all fit in the same home, and so they go to different homes in different parishes. So that treat itself brings them all together. So friends who haven't seen each other for the majority of the year now see each other. So it's a very touching situation.
Mr. Mayer also highlighted this year's prison release, where through the organization, some prisoners were able to go home in time for Christmas.
We go into the prisons and look at the outstanding fees for over 20 prisoners who have been incarcerated for petty offenses. We then give them the opportunity to go home for Christmas. We pay the fines for them and they're fully released.
This initiative was facilitated in mid-December. All debts were paid and families were reunited for the holidays. The organization provides assistance to children's homes, which serves as a haven for abused, abandoned, and orphaned children. The Food for the Poor delivers food, clothing, educational supplies, furniture, financial assistance, and medical supplies to these facilities all year round. The homes are also assisted with agricultural training and supplies, and in some instances, water and renovation. On the 3rd of December, the Food for the Poor partnered with the Salvation Army to treat over 1,600 persons at Emmett Park. The organization received support from various local and international entities, and you, the Jamaican people. Give the gift of happiness all year round. Volunteer your time and share the love, not just today or tomorrow, but 365.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next week. Until then, I'm Andre Palmer for producer Vanessa Silveira, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.